All right, everybody, this is Jonathan Kahn, and this is the official announcement. This is the heads up. This is the first glimpse of what's coming. This is what I've been working on. This is what I'm writing right now. This is the next book. It's going to be prophetic. It's going to be explosive. This is going to be the first book I've ever written that is directly going into the end of the age, end time prophecy, the end of days. I've never seen so much warfare over a book. I mean, the second I started writing it, everything happened. I believe it's going to be powerful. It's going to open up the mysteries behind what is happening right now in our world, touching your life, and revelations on what is yet to come. It's going to be called, if you don't already know it, it's going to be called, ready? The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Now, if you haven't already, are you ready to see the cover? Here we go. I've never quite written a book like this. It goes from ancient mysteries to the book of Revelation. And when I started writing it, and at the part where it has to do with the dragon and the flood, as I'm writing it, a literal flood comes against our building where I am right now. Literally, the building here becomes an island. You needed a boat to get to it. And the day after that flood receded, a second flood came. It came back and had nothing to do with the cause that which caused the first flood. And then after that, a third flood comes. And during one of the floods, thieves break into the building. I mean, talk about the dragon. This is real and so much more, but that's a good sign. The Dragon's Prophecy is going to open up mysteries I've never touched before. Is there more to this world than meets our eyes? A whole other realm that is changing our lives even now. Is there a force that operated in ancient times that is again operating in full power in the modern world, determining the course of current events, world events? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening in our world and tells us what is going to come? This is the book where, for the first time, I'm opening up unimagined mysteries behind the end of the age, what is already beginning and happening before our eyes. And a long hidden secret, something totally missed by believers, to enable you to overcome all that is coming. It's going to have a lot of surprises. The Dragon's Prophecy is going to open up the long overlooked mystery of the last days. It's going to include the Dark Resurrection, the return of the sea peoples, the colors of the apocalypse, the Day of the Dragon, the Black Sabbath, the countdown of days, the inverted angel, the beast, the invaders, the revenge of the 3,000, the Sarparas, the frogs, the devil's jubilee, the end of days, and much, much more. Did a 3,000-year-old mystery reveal and foretell the Hamas invasion of Israel down to the year, the month, the week, and the exact date? What does the future hold? Can we know it? Is there a coming persecution of believers already set in motion? And what can we do about it? Is there another side to the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39 that is already manifesting? Does the book of Revelation actually reveal what's already beginning now? Are there plans and strategies that are right now being devised against you, our lives? And how do you uncover them? How do you nullify them? Here again is the cover. This is what it's going to look like. For those of you who get into opening up mysteries, I'm going to say one thing. On the cover, there are clues to the mystery. The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. It will open your eyes. I believe it's going to blow your mind. It'll change the way you see the events of your times and your world, and it'll give you the power to overcome. How can you be the first to get your own copy? Well, there's going to be a click here. You can be the first to pre-order it, and you will be the first to get it as soon as it comes out. It's going to be available online, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. And they usually deliver it before the official release. So it's coming. The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. And pray for God to powerfully use it and for everything else in view of what this book is going to open up. Until next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying stay strong. Shalom.
Hey, everybody, I'm Katie Souza, and I want to talk about my brand new book, The Serpent and the Soul, Deliverance from Leviathan and Python. You know, Jesus himself told us in the book of Luke that he's given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise harm us. Now, in context, Jesus was not talking about snakes in the natural. Right before he made that statement, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky when the 72 returned from their missionary trip. So in context, he was talking about demonic spirits that take the manifestation of serpents. I'll show you biblical proof of all these things and more in this book, The Serpent and the Soul, Deliverance from Leviathan and Python.
Exposing the devil's playbook, the strategies, how to equip you for the battle. I'm talking to you from a 25 years of devil worshiping for the highest levels of the satanic in the kingdom of darkness, the strategies of the enemy, his playbook, how the schemes in the wild, the entrapment, the hindering, the delay, the blockages that the devil brings spiritually to the believer. Many believers today, the church today is asleep. They're not teaching, equipping the saint, discipleship. We need to get out of the love boat and come into the battleship and understand the schemes in the wild. Paul says, 2 Corinthians 2:11, he said, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. And we need to expose them to the cord. David was a mighty man of God. And what happened with David? He went to chase the giant, but his worst enemy was standing on his blind spot, Saul. We need to understand the strategies, and we need to understand the plots of the enemy against a Christian walk, our purpose and our destiny. Out of the devil's, this book, out of the devil's mind, out of the devil's mindset, his thinking, his strategies, the devil's playbook, equipping the saint for the fight, for the battle of your life. Amen? And this is a book that's going to touch many, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people around the world. Get ready for the battle. Get ready to expose the enemy like the church never exposed them before. This book is going to equip you, teach you, and help you fight the good fight and get to the finish line. Man, I'm excited. Soon, I'll be out. Be in your hands a weapon against the kingdom of darkness. Amen.
This is Jennifer LeClaire from Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, in my new book, Vindicated, Keys to Seeing Justice in Every Area of Your Life, I'm sharing with you and with the body of Christ, and even those who don't yet know the Lord, the power of vindication, divine vindication, these revelations that I have received and applied to my life to see God's vindication promises time and time again. By understanding and applying these principles of vindication and extending your faith for it, believing it, knowing it inside, when you get this down deep in you, you, like me, can believe for 100-fold return and more. 100-fold is not capping God's vindication blessings. It just means the maximum. I want the maximum vindication, and I've seen it. It took me a long time to learn this, guys. It took me 20 years to learn what I'm teaching you, but I know, because this is the word of God, and God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. I know that just as vindication is the story of my life, it can be the story of your life too. I hope you'll pick up a copy of my new book, Vindicated, Keys to Seeing God's Justice in Every Area of Your Life.
Hi, this is Chris Garcia with Father's Glory International. I wanted to write a book that I know will be a blessing to you. It's called Fresh Oil, Secrets to Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Many people don't know how to spend time with God in prayer, and it's my prayer that this book would be a great, tremendous blessing to you and would reinvigorate your spiritual life and cause a deep yearning for God, cause refreshing for you personally and also for those around you. The highest ministry is to minister to God. The scripture says that we are a kingdom of priests unto our God. A priest is someone who stands before the presence of God to minister to him. That is your calling, and that is my calling. And it is my hope that this book would inspire you afresh for the freshness of God's Spirit in your life, that you would find prayer enjoyable, exciting, and that God would reignite the first love that you have for Him.
The book is done. This is something that's been a huge accomplishment for me. I never thought I would do it. I've been saying for 13 years I'm going to write a book. I've been writing. It felt like 10 hours a day. Writing, getting the book together, and I share some of the testimony in the book. I wrote this book. This is not a ghostwriter. Your boy wrote it. It will be on Audible. For those of you that keep asking, will it be my voice? Yes. They're going to have, like, you know, the guy from the Bible app type voice where it's like, chapter 4, Jesus turns water into wine. You know that whole voice? But they said, do you want to do it and read it? I said, yeah, I'll read it. So I'm going to be reading it. It'll be my voice reading my book.
I've never been more excited about a book than I am about this upcoming one. Shine Your Light. Discover your unique call to illuminate the world with God's love. Now, in this book, I will take you through what it means that God is light. Why He launched creation by saying, let there be light. What really happened when we walked away from that light, and why Jesus proclaimed, I am the light of the world. But more than anything, I will teach you how you can be the light of your world and shine God's light to illuminate your own world. Many Christians think that they can't be used by God just because they don't have a pastor's personality or a preacher's haircut. But let me tell you, God has given you a unique personality. He's giving you a special set of gifts and a unique light that fits perfectly in your special part of the world. Now, you might be an introvert oven light bulb or an outgoing flashlight. You might be a dark room light bulb or a work lamp. You might be a crystal light bulb or a party lamp or a candle. Whoever you are, you can shine for God. So get hold of this book and get ready to shine your light.
Legends Die Young is a book that's been in my heart for many, many years. I've seen so many people come to the faith through salvation calls, altar calls, and thousands of people give their lives to Christ. I've also seen many people fall away. I've seen things like betrayal and suffering, pain, misunderstanding God, even hurt from believers, take people out of their faith. And my desire is that this book would lead you to Christ, that Legends Die Young would be a book that would show you that in order to live for Christ, you must die. I mean, you can't separate the cross from our call into salvation. Jesus says we're to lay down our lives, pick up our cross, deny ourselves, that only by losing your life will we find it. But many people actually don't know what that looks like. What do you do when you go through a hard situation where someone gets sick in your family, or you feel like, man, God, I thought you said this was going to happen, but something else happened? And I believe us being able to navigate that and have conversations around that topic is so vital. And I believe this is why Legends Die Young is so key for you to read, because it's going to show you how to do that. Listen, every legend that we know in the faith has one thing in common. They all have died long before they died. They laid down their life willfully. And I believe this book, again, will show you how to do that.
James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When a believer is both submitting to God and resisting the devil, more often than not, they will not need a deliverance session, and they will be able to maintain their previous deliverance session long term. Now, I'm emphasizing this because it is the most important point I make in my upcoming book, The Secrets to Maintaining Your Deliverance. In fact, let me say it like this to make it easier to remember. When submission to God is executed, the need for a deliverance session is executed. Did you catch the wordplay? Learn more about this in my upcoming book, The Secrets to Maintaining Your Deliverance. Why don't you pre-order now? The link is in the description.
My name is Kenza Haddock. I am a licensed professional counselor and a board-certified pastoral counselor, and I am so excited about my book, The Three Enemies of Your Mental Health. You know, throughout the years, in overseeing thousands of patients who come in and out for mental health disorders, I've noticed that what makes the main difference between someone who overcomes their mental health torment and someone who does not, and it has to come back in and come back in and come back in, like it's a revolving door, is what I refer to, it comes down to what I refer to in the book as the three enemies of your mental health. And that is Satan, our flesh nature, which is our sinful nature, and the world, as in allowing people to exert such influence over us that it leads us outside of God's perfect plan for our lives. And so in this book, I link the top three mental health disorders as identified by the Center of Disease Control, the CDC, which are anxiety, depression, and mood-related disorders, to each one of the three enemies of your mental health. So literally throughout this book, I'm going to show you how Satan, we refer to Satan as our infernal enemy, or our sinful nature, the flesh, as our internal enemy, or the world or people as our external enemy, how each one of these can affect us to the point where we literally start exhibiting symptoms of anxiety disorder, depressive disorders, or mood fluctuations, mood disorders, where you feel like you just can't gain control over your moods. You're up and down throughout the day. And so throughout the book, not only am I going to link each one of the enemies to the mental health disorders, with each enemy that I've linked, I'm going to give you the step-by-step battle plan in order for you to win victory over this enemy. These steps are not only clinically proven, they are biblically sound. They're biblically founded as well. And so not only will you be able to defeat each enemy that you've identified in your life through this book, you're also going to be able to stay 10 steps ahead. Because listen, the Bible in 1 Peter 5:8 says that we have to stay vigilant because our enemy, right? He is prowling like a lion, seeking whom he will devour. And so we can never let our guards down. We have to remain vigilant.